This is going to kind of serve as a part two to a sermon I gave not too terribly long ago. But just as a recap while you're turning, in the sermon, we talked about Matthew chapter 20, specifically the parable of the vineyard. And in that, I pointed out, at least for me, I've always had an issue with when I look in this parable, always when if someone would ask me, where's the grace of God in this parable? I would immediately go to the end when it talks about how no matter how long someone worked in the vineyard, they all got the same pay. And while that is definitely true, that no matter how long we are faithful in the church, we all get to the same reward of heaven. I talked about how we often overlook, or at least I often overlook, the fact that being in the vineyard or in the church itself is a large grace. And about how in the church, in the vineyard, we get so many different blessings, things that people in the world really crave, like a purposeful life and lasting joy. But the fact of the matter is that discouragement still exists. And which is kind of contrary to the idea of having a lot of joy. And that's why I wanted to look at Hebrews 10 tonight. I think Hebrews 10 presents a few ideas of helpful things to think about when we are in discouragement. Hebrews 10, and I'm going to start reading in verse 32. But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings, partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated. For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. I want you to look for a moment at starting out verses 32 and 33. It says they endured a great conflict of sufferings, and then goes on to say that they were made a public spectacle. I think it's pretty safe to say they were discouraged. That sounds like an extremely discouraging situation to be in. But then we see something rather interesting that I believe is the first thing we can pull out of this, is that it says part of them were being made that spectacle, but then others were being share were sharing with those who were being treated badly. So when we are discouraged, those of us who aren't discouraged, or when we see a brother or sister who is discouraged, we need to share with them. Specifically, we need to give grace to them as we have received grace. And because a discouragement that is shared is better than a discouragement that is not shared and that is handled alone. Going on in verse 34, for you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better pa possession and a lasting one. So things for them are getting worse. Now they're not only being made a being made fun of or being made a public spectacle, but they're being stolen from. And we can face this too at times, which causes discouragement. Maybe not being stolen from, but maybe being mistreated due to another's selfishness. But with that, when they were mistreated, how did they respond? They rejoiced. And why? It says because they knew they had a better possession and a lasting one. So second, when we're in discouraging times, when we are discouraged, we need to remember the grace which we have been given, the gifts which the Lord has given us. Too often when we're discouraged, it's too easy to just talk about the discouragement. And then that's all we think about is the discouragement that's happening in our lives. And it leads to, in ourselves, a certain amount of selfishness. But we need to remember the grace which we have been given already. Third, starting in verse 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Here we're told, here the writer tells them not to throw away their confidence. And what is this confidence in? Themselves? No. This confidence is a confidence in God. Because when they have this confidence, they will be able to endure the discouragement, this hard time. They'll be able to push through. And that when they have done the will of God, they may receive what was promised. Here, we need to remember that we need to have confidence in God so that we may endure. And we need to have confidence that God is in charge. God, the master of the vineyard, is in control. And to close, I'd like to finish up the chapter, starting in verse 37. For yet, in a very little while, he who is coming will come. and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul. Satan wants us to shrink back in our discouragement. Because when we shrink back, we don't have confidence in God, and therefore we don't trust that he is in control. When we shrink back, we don't focus on the grace which we've been given. All we do is focus on the discouragement. When we shrink back, we don't share and give grace to our brothers and sisters. Because when we shrink back to destruction. But as verse 39 says, we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but we are of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.